Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Klaser.
Hello, we are Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. The show is designed to demonstrate to the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Klaser, past Grand Knight, and today I'm here with
Mike Hurley,
Rob Somerville,
Peter O'Sullivan,
and Rich Perron.
Before we dive into September events, here are a couple current reminders. First, a reminder on the weekly rosary. Peter?
We do that every Tuesday night at 7:30 in the chapel. It's a rosary for world peace, but we also include special intentions as they arise.
What time?
At 7:30 on Tuesday night. Hope to see you there, Mike.
Excellent. I want to talk about a couple past events first. 4th of July fireworks at the Farm Museum was really a lot of fun, and I wanted to personally say thanks to anyone who came out, supported us, helped us out, and or just went to the fireworks and maybe supported our stand. It was a really fun day. It was super hot. Then we got some really heavy rain. Then we got slammed with customers. It was kind of a catch-22. I think when the rain started, everybody ran to their cars. And then when the rain stopped, everybody came back hungry. So we got slammed and we were busy right up to the fireworks. So it was a real successful day for us, but it was a real fun day for everybody was there. And we managed to stay dry. Our tents held up and everything worked. July 24th, we get to say congratulations to Grand Knight Al and Rob Somerville, our Deputy Grand Knight, as they come in their new positions and their new officer roles. And we have a whole bunch of other incoming officers. Anybody got that on the top of their head? Who do we have for Chancellor?
Greg Orkin's going to be the new Chancellor. I have ascended from the throne there. And then I'm going to be the lecturer again this year.
You'll be the lecturer. How about Warden?
The Warden, I believe, is Matt again.
Well, that'll be good. By the time this is gone, that'll be passed. But I just wanted to say congratulations to our new officers coming in.
And Chris Martin will be the new recorder.
That's true.
Right.
And Chris Martin's keeping up
with
the website
he's
now.
He's also doing the website.
Right.
And I think we're doing a little more of a push for Facebook, too, right? Looked like it was updated.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he was going to update things pretty quickly. We'll see.
That's good. Yep. We got three M&T Bank events at the stadium coming up August 17th. There's actually a game before that as well, but I figured I'd name these three. August 17th, September 15th, and September 29th. The 17th is against Atlanta. The 15th is the actual home opener against Oakland. And the 29th is our first night game against Buffalo. That's not just a Knights thing. If your organization is interested in participating, let us know and we'll get you in. But if you want to come out and just support the Knights and help out, you could always come to a football game and help out as well. We'd love to have some extra hands there. There's always room for some people there.
Concession stands, right?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Right. We do the standard concession stands.
Yep.
We get there about 3 hours, 3.5 hours before kickoff. The stadium opens about 2 hours before kickoff. So for an example, the Atlanta game has a 12 p.m. kickoff. So if I back that back 3 to 4 hours, about 8:30, we get to the stadium. It's a little earlier. We're used to 1 o'clock kickoffs, but that Atlanta game is a 12 o'clock kickoff. But look the times up. Just know that if you happen to catch this and you're looking for a little fundraiser for yourself, a nice way to make some extra money and really have a fun day with the Knights, that's for sure. Reach out to the Knights of Columbus and we'll see if we can get you guys on board. Back to Rob. Do you know anything about the August social?
Not much. It's currently Ice Cream Social, a bike ride. It's something that we were wanting to do last year. I think we didn't pull it off, but I think Josh might be trying to lead that and pull it off this year. The idea behind that is it's family-friendly. They're going to try to block off a parking lot, the upper part of the parking lot in the church. It's sort of like a bike course, bicycle course for little kids, and maybe some giveaways, and then ice cream.
It's going to be a make-your-own sundae.
Yeah, make-your-own sundae, I think.
Which becomes great for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
The bikers and the non-bikers.
Did we say the date and time on that?
Yeah.
We did. It was at the moment, it's listed for August 28th at 6:30.
And just to reinforce, it's bicycle, not motorcycles.
So right, bikers, yeah.
Not to confuse everybody.
You know, on the website, it actually says rally, and the rally, in my mind, is...
And our past grand night is a motorcycle rider.
Some folks show up with motorcycles and leather jackets. The wrong thing.
The next thing I've got on the calendar is for the church masses on September 7th and 8th, we were looking to possibly do a raffle sale.
Yeah, I can talk about that. So that's the raffle tickets sold by the state. It supports charity and scholarships. The drawing is the Columbus Day Ball, which I think is October 12th. I think the top prize is $7,000. I think there's a second and third prize. We'll see if we be at the church selling them. Regardless, we're going to be selling them or getting people to
give
money for them. But hopefully that weekend we'll be at the Mass.
So if you see some knights carrying tickets, be nice to us.
Right. And buy one.
Our grand knight is going to make us do it, so
yeah.
Be nice to us. It looks like, and I don't know the details on this one, but September 25th, our monthly social on September 25th, is listed as a St. Michael's Feast Day dinner. That sounds like a fun idea to me, but does anybody know on that one? Or
no, details? I don't know anything.
The TBD.
Only
dark. That's the only listing of it that I have, too.
That's Al's idea, then.
That is Al's.
All right.
Angel cake for dessert.
Excellent. Then we really get busy in terms of events going on. September 28th is the St. Joseph Block Party. Are we still calling it Block Party this year? Excellent. So it's a St. Joseph Block Party. It's a great way to spend some time with friends of the parish on a Saturday afternoon. Lots of music, family fun activities. Are we feeding people?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be hot dogs, hamburgers, and other small fare, but it's also no charge to anybody in the parish. So come on out. You got no reason.
It's definitely a great day, though. They pull out all the stops. We get some good music entertainment. We get some fun activities going on. I'll have the soccer goal set up at the far side of the field, more for fun by the time 12 to 4 hits. This year, if some of you remember from previous years, I've done the soccer challenge down at the lower field. I'm still going to try to do the soccer challenge this year. It's just that there's a lot of... You can do district and state competitions, and we never really get the chance to do that when it happens chaotically during the block party. So I'm going to try to do the soccer challenge from 9 to 12 in the morning with some prizes for participation. So like last year, I gave out Chick-fil-A gift cards. I'll find something to give out, but probably some Chick-fil-A gift cards for anybody who comes out at 9 to participate. And then we'll have some special prizes for the district qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
There's all different kinds of age groups, all the way from walking to age 17. So any youth is available to participate. And as I said, it would be great to have Fulton J. Sheen Council representatives go on to the district level. So that's why I'm trying to do it, that event, mostly in the morning from 9 to 12 while we're setting up for the block party at the same time. All right, a couple other events that I wanted to toss out there just for your kind of future thinking. We have a blood drive coming up on October 12th, so you can always get on the website for American Red Cross.
American Red Cross.
American Red Cross. You can always get on the American Red Cross site
and book your appointment, right?
Book your appointment. It'd be nice to have as many of those slots filled up as possible before instead of the walk-ins. And then our big one. And I know it seems early, but it's definitely time to start talking about it. October 19th is going to be our second Oktoberfest. Last year, it wound up being a huge success. I think we fumbled through some ticket sales the whole time.
And, yeah.
And all of a sudden, when it came to the date, it was great. It was a great time. We were able to get the same band as last year. And so you were there, Rob?
Yeah, that band was awesome.
Yes, it was very good. Was everything awesome. Food was good, too. Everything was great. And place was full.
Yeah. So we're going to almost repeat. We're going to have some German beer. We'll have some desserts. We'll have a lot of things with schnitzel at the end of it. And so it'll be a fun time. That's going to be $45 a person or $85 a couple. If you're interested in tickets, that's going to be an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. And that's our generic email for the Knights of Columbus. You can send that for anything. So just kind of going back, if you were interested in participating in the football games, if you had any other general questions for us, if you were interested in coming to a meeting, you can always email that, 7612kofc@gmail.com. Request tickets for the dance or any questions you might have. Anything else I'm missing in terms of events?
Nope, I think we've got everything booked. We're going to be busy.
It's a busy season.
So I'm going to start kicking into high gear here.
That's where we're at. All right. We are Knights Around the Table, and I just wanted to run around with names real quick and remind everybody who's all around me, so I'll go back to Mike on my right.
I'm Mike Hurley.
Rob Somerville.
Peter O'Sullivan.
And Rich Perron.
Excellent. And before we move on with interviewing our special night of the day, I'm going to ask Peter to talk a little bit about Faith in Action.
I'd be happy to do that. The Supreme Council has a number of programs. The overall title of it is Faith in Action. And within that, there are categories: faith, family, community, and life. And within each of those categories, the Supreme offers or suggests probably a dozen or more activities. Now, here in our council, we do a lot of these activities, but we don't tie them in with the Supreme Faith in Action program always. And I would like to make sure that we start doing that. And in particular, there's one area where I feel we have an opportunity here at St. Joseph's. There's a program they call CORE, C-O-R, which is, the word really means heart, the heart of the thing. It's aimed at Catholic men in the parish, who are not knights, but their husbands or fathers or laymen, whatever. This will help them to develop their faith, become better husbands and fathers, and in all areas just become a better person. And it requires that we get approval from our pastor, so I'm preparing to talk to Father John about that. And assuming we get the whole go-ahead, I'm going to try to set up this CORE program, invite all of the men of the parish. I don't think there's an age limit, but what we want to do is maybe get a brief meeting, have a discussion of some kind, and lay out a program to be ongoing, perhaps on a monthly basis. So that's in the future of what we're planning right now.
And Supreme already has sort of a shell of how that comes together?
They certainly do.
Oh, wow.
And it's been used by a lot of parishes, a lot of councils around the state. But as I monitor all the state programs, I can see that these things are going on. We're not doing them. And, you know, we should.
That's a great idea.
Yes, it is.
In the old days, there used to be a men's group and Holy Name Society, it was called. And I remember our pastor back in New York would get up to talk about the Holy Name Society, and he'd talk about it. He said, but a whole good Holy Name man goes on to become a Knight of Columbus. We always got that plug from him.
Great. It wouldn't hurt here at all.
All right, hardly the new guy at the table with us is Mike Hurley. He's our featured Knight of the Month, and we're going to get some information out of him. Rob?
Yeah, let's dig right into it. Mike, first tell us about yourself. When did you become a Knight of Columbus at St. Joe's? and well, maybe what your role is.
Okay, all right. Well, I became a Knight of Columbus in 2002, I think. I'm guessing that confidently, but it was right around that time. And I became a knight here at St. Joseph. This has been my council the whole time. I think Peter might have been the Grand Knight back at that time. He was definitely involved in the first degree ceremony that initiated me. And I was kind of not active for a few years. You should ask me how I became a knight, and I'll tell you how I became a knight. I was involved in Eucharistic adoration at the chapel, and my hour back then was very early on Saturday morning, I think 5 to 6 maybe. And either before or after, when you have that regular hour every week, you get to know the people that have the hour before you and after you. And I think it was the fellow after me was a guy by the name of Bob Collisar, who's still an active member in this council. And he just asked me. He said, hey, you're coming to the Eucharistic Adoration once a week. You'd be a good Knight of Columbus. And I knew about you guys because I'm a special needs dad. My daughter, Nicole, has special needs, and she has been a Knights of Columbus athlete, not a Knights of Columbus athlete, a Special Olympics athlete for many years, many different events, different sports. She kayaks, she swims, she snowshoes. And I knew the Knights of Columbus were very, very involved in supporting Special Olympics. That's a whole different story that could take its own half hour. But I appreciated that. So when he said yes, I said okay. When he asked me if I would be a Knight of Columbus, I said okay. And was minimally involved for a while. I would do the occasional football game or baseball game when we did those back then. And then I got a call from the fella who at the time just retired, was the head of the insurance. Knights of Columbus has an insurance program. And I was in the insurance business with Mutual of Omaha, actually. And I got a call from Bob Marlowe. He said, why don't you come and take a look at this insurance program here at Knights of Columbus? And so I did, and make a long story short, I've worked as the Knights of Columbus fraternal benefits advisor here and at a few other local councils around the area for the past 16 years, and it's been a good part of my career during that time.
That's awesome. So why, you know, you kind of went into why or how you became a knight. All this time since, you said 2002, thereabouts, given what you know now about being a member of the Knights of Columbus, what words of wisdom would you pass on to knights that are kind of floundering, maybe thinking about leaving, or people that aren't knights yet to become knights?
Well, it goes back to our founder, Blessed Michael J. McGivney, Father McGivney, who's on the path to sainthood. We hope that in our lifetime he will be named a saint. And he started this to give Catholic, he started a long time ago in the 1880s, and Catholics were new arrivals in the United States back then, as a lot of them are now. And frankly, we were pushed around a little bit, and Father McGivney wanted to give the Catholic men of his parish some strength of unity. Men can do together what they cannot do alone. A group of men together can be a powerful force. And Father McGivney wanted us to be a powerful force for good in the community. He also wanted to provide financial security to the families of the parish. And so even at that first meeting, all the guys were not wealthy men, but they dropped a few coins in the hat. And they started this little insurance fund. And it was almost miraculous the way it grew. It's now a Fortune 1000 company. It's a very highly capitalized insurance fund. It's a bit of a commercial here, but it's the truth. So I started out to develop my faith and to have some fellowship with other Catholic men. And, you know, I think that's important, more important than ever. I was at a funeral a few weeks ago, and one of our members died. And he was a Polish ancestry. And the thought occurred to me that because his parents and his grandparents were from Poland, they probably had their own funeral masses for maybe 1,000 years of generations of after generation of Catholics. And, you know, a lot of the people at his funeral mass did not know the responses to the mass. It was just silence. So I worry about that. I think we want We don't want to be a remnant of the church. We want to be a vibrant, growing, universal church. And the Knights of Columbus can help with that in a lot of ways.
Well, that's a great answer. What's so special about this council?
I actually visit several different councils in my work, and I wouldn't say anything disparaging about any of them. They're all good councils, but this is a great, fun group of guys, and we do an awful lot locally here for the parish. At one time, Pope John Paul II described the Knights of Columbus, called the Knights of Columbus, the strong right arm of the church. I think it was on an occasion when we handed him a check, but he said it nonetheless. And I think that's true. I think it's the largest Catholic men's organization, fraternal organization in the world. And we do that at a local level, too. We want to be Father's right-hand men here at St. Joseph Catholic Community. And I think we bear witness to that. I think we do a pretty good job. So we need good men. So if you're listening to this radio station, you're probably a good man. You'd be a good candidate.
That's right.
Thanks, Mike. Rich is our council lecturer. In our regular monthly business meetings, he presents informative items to the meeting. Rich, what fun facts do you have for us?
Well, you know, you're going to think that Mike and I piggybacked on this conversation, but it's not. But the facts I have to bring are actually about the Knights of Columbus. So to piggyback on what you just said, Mike, we announced that we're going to have a memorial for Father McGivney, but actually in the Archdiocese of Hartford. You see, Father McGivney was born on August 12th, and 38 years later, he died on August 14th. So he was actually almost on his birthday. So the celebration for Father McGivney in the Hartford Diocese is on the 13th of August, which is the day between his birthday and the day he died. I just thought I'd like to bring that up. The other thing, you talked about Knights of Columbus, Mike, and it was founded in 1882. And today there are over 2 million knights. So you got a lot of work to do, Mike. Yeah, there's over 2 million knights, and there's over 16,000 consuls around the world. That's amazing. And there's consuls in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Philippines, as well as Poland, Ukraine, Lithuania, France, Italy, and South Korea. So the Knights are spread around the world. And another thing that the Knights do is around, they always follow what the Supreme says, which is guidelines from the Pope. And you're right. The old saying is that the Pope has a red telephone, and that goes to the Supreme Council, not to the President of the United States. So, you know, another question is kind of a trivia thing, but I was recently at a nursing home visiting a friend, a fellow knight, as a matter of fact, and part of his family was there, and I always go once a week and I bring communion. So I asked his daughter if she would like to receive communion too, and she said, we are going to Mass after this. So I'm not sure Catholics really understand that they actually can receive communion twice in one day, okay? But the prerequisite is, if you go to a full Mass and receive communion, you cannot receive communion a second time. However, if it is in a situation like at the nursing home and you wish to partake in communion, it's not a complete Mass, you can receive communion a second time at a full Mass. Just in case there's some question but anybody has in mind. So that's all the wisdom I have for today.
That's good. If you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. We would love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg become a member. You can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website if you have any questions from today's show. Thanks for welcoming us to your radio. I'm Eric Klaser. And I'm with
Mike Hurley,
Rob Somerville,
Peter O'Sullivan,
and Richard Perron.
And let's close with a Hail Mary.
Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been Knights Around the Table. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.